Hello, and welcome to this Being Boss Flashback Friday episode. A big Being Boss shout out to the HubSpot Podcast Network for supporting this episode. Stay inspired with more podcasts that help grow your business at HubSpot.com/podcast network.
Corinne here from the Being Boss team, and in this series, we're bringing back some of our favorite conversations from the episode archives. In this clip, you'll hear Emily chat with Gabrielle Blades about rebranding her business. Gabby shares how she knew it was the right time to rebrand and why she wanted her brand to reflect more of who she was as a person. If you want to hear more of this conversation, check out episode 261, Planning a Successful Rebrand with Gabrielle Blades.
I love that you were an accidental entrepreneur.
Same.
And what's so great about this? It's funny. We haven't shared stories like this super often at Being Boss, but I think that this is something that's happening more and more as like job markets get weirder and, you know, everyone these days has a college degree. So like there's more, you know, sort of competition in job markets, those sorts of things. Like people aren't choosing entrepreneurship now in the same way that they did even 10 years ago or 20 years ago, or definitely not 50 years ago. It sort of is the only path, or really the best path, for a lot of especially creatives to take. So I love that. I love that you sort of have that story of someone who, like, you were just showing up and doing your work, doing what you could do to do your work. Oh, and then by the way, I actually also have a business now. Yes. Which I think is great. Yes. It's totally great.
And sometimes I still feel that way 6 years later. Like when I did the rebrand, this time I was like, oh shit, like I have a business now. Like I have to rebrand. This is not enough.
You're legit doing it.
Yeah.
And I also want to, like, it took you so long to make your logo, and then we are here to talk about your rebrand. I also love this idea that as a graphic designer, it is your logo that, like, is the milestone.
Yeah.
For your business.
It is interesting to think about that. I don't think I knew what I was doing when I started the business in the first place. And when I did my own branding, like I had a process in place for branding, and it's actually not that different today. It's just a little bit more streamlined and probably more detailed. But when I created my logo, I didn't know what it was to have an entire brand suite or like a brand voice or, you know, brand strategy. That I've learned over time, and I've learned by working with clients. And now I feel like with this rebrand, I have been able to do that for myself in a more in-depth way. And I feel like I have more expertise than ever because of that. And it was really hard to do it for myself.
It always is. I feel like doing work for ourselves. And I want to talk about that in particular in a moment. But first, I want to start with this rebrand, because yeah. You did recently rebrand your business. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear from you a little bit about that process, and maybe not quite process just yet, but maybe more mm-hmm. specifically why you chose to do a rebrand and what it meant for you as Gabby, but also your business, Blades Creative.
Yes. So I'll start with where it started. So my brand started in a place that was really like my lineage. So Blades Creative, Blades is my father's name. And we have Native American roots. And I really took inspiration from how I do my design work and how Native Americans use the land and resources around them. And that's where my first brand came from. And everything I do has meaning to it. And I really pride myself in my work on that. And my logo was no different. And I wanted it to say that. So at first, My business was about like passing on something of my family's, and still love my family. Very grateful for what they've given me. They were also very entrepreneurial. But several 5 years later, so like fast forward to 2020, like January 2020, I have changed as a person, and my business has changed, and who I want to work with has changed, and my skill set has changed. So I think brands can mold and change with who you are as a person, especially when you're a solopreneur and when you're the person that people are working with directly. And for me, that has very much become the case where people hire me to work with me and to have the work that I create. And I'm very grateful and very flattered by that. But my brand wasn't showing who I actually was. So like many people, I went through my Saturn return and a lot shifted in my life. So I went from feeling like I had to be buttoned up all the time and feeling like I had to work all the time, like design and business were all that I thought about, to realizing like, this is not healthy for me. I need more than just business. And I picked up a lot of wellness tactics, not the best way to put that, but such as
coping mechanisms,
hobbies, like maybe pick up a hobby. That'll help. Yeah. So I started doing a lot of weird stuff like fitness challenges and like different weird diets. And not because I wasn't happy with my body, but I like needed more energy. I wanted to be there for myself and sustain myself more. And so I was learning how to meditate. And then I picked up Ashtanga yoga, which has been a life changer for me. And I had done yoga for several years, but Ashtanga just changed my lifestyle completely. And that's when I started to learn about Ayurveda. And Hillary from Wildflower Tea Shop was a huge part of this for me. And she has taught me so much, and it has allowed me to be there for myself and sustain my business better and sustain my life and my relationships better. And just generally learning more about the metaphysical has been a huge part of my life. And so that started to imprint on my business and how I was running my business, and like learning through being boss too. Like, it's okay to pull a tarot card on occasion and like learn about like where you might be in your brain. Like, how can you use this as a tool? And like taking moments to meditate throughout the workday in order to like come back to yourself instead of like get frustrated or get really, really exhausted in your mind. So those were certain things that I found really important to share with my clients. By last year, I was finding that those were the clients I really enjoyed working with, were the ones that were in wellness and who were creative entrepreneurs and who had lifestyle brands. And those are the three people that are now my audience. And that's why I had to rebrand, was because I shifted. And so Blades Creative shifted. And now that I feel like I have a really solid idea of who I am as a person, as a grown woman, I feel like my business can reflect that as well at this point. And so that's why I ended up deciding to rebrand. And I'm very sentimental in general. It was very sentimental to me to do the rebrand and make a big deal about it, because it was a huge celebration in like me becoming my adult self and me being really proud of who I've become and the choices I've made to grow and be better personally and professionally.
Boss, I know you're on a mission to guide and influence and build. Having a mission is good for business, but you have to build your business to support your mission too. Whatever your mission is, HubSpot is here to help your business grow better with a CRM platform that grows with you. Its easy to use website builder helps you create, manage, and update your business's unique online presence so you can get your mission out to the world quickly and easily. Plus, with seamless plugins that help you track customer activity, you'll know what's clicking and who's not, all from your HubSpot dashboard. Get started and get going for good with HubSpot. Learn how your business can grow better at HubSpot.com.